This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
In celebration of Jonathan E. Ward's return to the show, well, actually, we were on last week, too. I've got my Sacred Fire of Liberty mug, Jonathan, that you gave me when we had your big event that you have every 10 years.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Robert.
And I also, you know what else I am wearing tonight? Those of you watching on YouTube, I'm wearing my Sacred Fire of Liberty t-shirt that played on the Beatles crossing the road with the Founding Fathers crossing the road. It's a great t-shirt. My son stole it from me, Jonathan. I had to steal it back for tonight.
Okay, well, it's impressive that you have the same size as your son, Robert.
Oh, I know. Listen, he's almost 18. It's just scary, scary times. But he's doing great, playing soccer, having a fun time there. I think we got Cheryl on the line, too. Cheryl, are you with us?
I am. Hey,
Cheryl,
how's it going, you two?
All right. Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times is with us, and she's an awesome mom. Half the time between Jonathan and her, the kids are calling them, and we don't get them on the show besides all the great work that they both do. So I'm glad I've got you both here tonight. Jonathan, is there any update, first and foremost, on we had a great discussion last week on the battle against the FTC. Is there anything that's open for public consumption this week?
Well, it's unfortunate that the wheels of government, when there's a new administration, can sometimes turn so slowly when you have this gridlock. Congress just doesn't want to implement any aspect of the Trump agenda. Now, we have seen the tax bill pass, but all the reforms that were sought by the people who brought in Donald Trump are not happening as fast as we would like. But that's because we have a number of people in Washington who have vested interests in it, many of whom are mm-hmm. not only in the bureaucracy but are also in Congress, and they will stand in the way of any change to the status quo. So we've got a Herculean task. It's back to the point that I made in my book, which is that we're most likely going to have to experience a collapse where people will see that government that is bloated and extended so far provides
unsustainable.
It's unsustainable and provides, and what happens is that parties that were engaged by government to provide services, ultimately when government becomes so large and it's impossible to finance, just refuse to provide the services. This is what's happening really in medicine with Medicare. Most physicians find it very tough to survive based on Medicare patients. So many of them are opting out.
Many of them are refusing
to take Obamacare coverage for payments for their services, and they're just opting out.
Well, I heard that one of the things on the proposed tax bill out of the House, if I'm not mistaken, and Cheryl, maybe you know about this, that they were removing the individual mandate to participate in Obamacare. Is that true?
Those are the headlines I've been reading as well. I haven't followed the tax debate as closely in the last couple of days as I should, but I know there's a lot of fast-moving parts and the removal of the Obamacare mandate is one of the key items that's being talked about now. I understand that there is some opposition growing to that removal, mostly from the Democrats, but it's going to be hard to get all the Republicans on board with certain aspects of it as well. So certainly going into tomorrow and early next week, that's the key provision to watch.
Right. Now, Super Don has got his ears on. He loves the fact that one of your articles this week, Cheryl, and Jonathan, I don't even know if you know who Ozzy Osbourne is, honestly. But he's got a song. You do? Okay. called The Crazy Train, right? And Cheryl, you got a great headline about the Crazy Train. Some of the Democrats have started putting forward articles of impeachment. Is that true?
Yeah, there's six Democrats, of course, in the House who have brought up five different articles of impeachment to go after President Trump. And, you know, we could go into the details of them, but just to sum it up, they're all crazy. There's no chance that these articles are going to go anywhere. You have a Republican-controlled House and Senate. So even if by some stretch of the imagination it could make it through the House, the Senate would never convict. And that is all, I mean, that's just the politics of it, but the impeachment articles themselves, there's nothing there to go on. There's no violations that are worthy committed by President Trump of impeachment at this point.
No. Next year, Jonathan, can we get Ozzy Osbourne for the Halloween party?
Why not?
Robert,
here's the neat thing about this. So. Mm-hmm. While the Democrats have been just pushing wildly to find some basis to argue for impeachment of Donald Trump, at last, looks like Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, is opening up an investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal, as well as other self-dealing and violation of laws governing the disposition of State Department documents, particularly privileged, you know, confidential documents. And so there's a decent chance that both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton will be put under the spotlight and may ultimately be indicted for on corruption charges down the road here. So it's interesting to see that happening. Bill Clinton has been quaking that there's a witch hunt, essentially a witch hunt going on. Mm-hmm. And while that language has been used by Donald Trump, where the investigation has really been vacuous without anything, there's so much to indict Hillary and Bill Clinton on, and it looks like that's the direction of things now.
Well, and it's fascinating what's happening, too, in terms of, those in glass houses should not think about throwing stones. We've talked about the treatment of women by Bill Clinton all those years ago. And I think, Cheryl, you wrote about this as well, because one of the uber-leftist liberal Hollywood types, what's her name, Chelsea Handler, obviously viciously attacking Trump, but now being... It was thrown into her face about the sexual harassment issue, as Juanita Broderick apparently tweeted to Chelsea Handler about, look at what Clinton did to me. Where were you then? Where are you now?
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is that Chelsea Handler, to her credit, tweeted back to Juanita Broderick, I believe you. I apologize. And this is a little bit astonishing, because for how many decades now have there been notable Democrats in high office, Bill Clinton one of them, who have served the public and yet had these sexual scandals dotting them in the background, and the Democrats and to some shame, a lot of the Republicans, especially the establishment Republicans, have just turned blind eyes. And now you have this crumbling of sorts, and Bill Clinton is being caught up in this new protest movement against sexual harassers.
Yeah, Franken condemning Roy Moore and calling for him to step down. And then, voila. Now Al Franken is in the hot seat. This sexual harassment thing is roving about. I mean, it started off in a minuscule sort of way with George Herbert Walker Bush, the first George Bush, and accusations of grabbing and so on, and then manifested itself further with Roy Moore. And then now it's blown up with Al Franken. And I think it's just going to, there's so much sexual abuse on Capitol Hill. I really do believe that. there are a number of people, both Republicans and Democrats, particularly women on the Hill, who have long objected to the treatment of interns and others by some of these rotten people who are elected to office. It's a shame, you know, because they disrespect the office, they disrespect the institution of Congress, and they hurt all of us in the process. But it's a long tradition, and it goes back to JFK, and it you know, even before that. I mean, all the way back, probably the beginning of the modern era, at least in the 1930s and forward. You've had people who have abused their power in Congress and have, you know, taken advantage of others, and I think that's one of the dangers inherent in having a government with too much power. These people think, like Bill Clinton did, that you can't approach me, you can't stop me. He abused women when he was governor of Arkansas, abused women when he was attorney general in Arkansas. The abuses continued all the way until he became president of the United States, and no one until the very end called him on the carpet for it, and then he got away with it, and his reputation was restored. And now I think there's a different tenor operating out here, and it might be good. Might actually result in some changes that lead people back to the road of integrity and decency and virtue in office. We've never had it completely. No government has. Government's inherently evil. So you got to expect that when power is concentrated like that, we have the power, have ultimate power to force people to divest themselves of their hard-earned income, the bread of their earnings, and give it to you, and then I'll give you the luxury of expending it however you want to, make any law you want. It makes people heady. They think of themselves as emperors. Same thing with these agencies.
Well, wherever you find centralized power, there is an abuse of that power, which is why our founding fathers said, you know what, the best we could hope to do is limit the damage that we know government does and the people in government by limiting their power. And we've seen it in Hollywood. We see it at the highest levels of corporate culture, if you will. This is not an indictment of 100% of all of those people in any of those industries, but it's a recognition that humanity and humans are fallible and they're subject to doing horrific things, especially when they think they're going to get away with it. And the biggest problem I have with government, among many, is that they kind of remove themselves from any oversight, and if there's oversight, from any true, or let's say, accountability for their actions. And that's why we've got a monstrosity at this point, and we've got to break it down, bring it down, or else it's going to bring us all down for a while until we figure out how to rebuild and repair. We're going to do that some more. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each and every week with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. We've got more coming up after this break. Stick with us. We're going to talk to you on YouTube as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
The sacred fire of liberty, rekindling it each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Moore. We've got Cheryl Chumley as well. And, you know, liberty is not, how would we say this? The liberty to abuse other people. That is a violation of liberty. And what we're seeing here, again, endemic to higher institutions. We've seen it even in some of the Catholic Church scandals, of course. But right now, that seems to be taking a back seat to what we see in Hollywood and now in politics in Washington, D.C. Cheryl, you just wrote an article. We were talking on the break, but for our radio audience, they didn't hear this. There's an article about Mark Levin, another talk show host, calling for the resignation of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. Now, he's not accusing them of necessarily sexual impropriety specifically, but saying there's a culture that they as leadership should feel responsible for and should step aside so somebody else could come in and clean up.
Exactly, because so many women have been victimized by this sexual harassment atmosphere on Capitol Hill that it's disingenuous to think that those at the top of the political offices, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, other leadership, haven't at least heard of it to spark some interest. And here's what your listeners may not know, because I know one of the first questions that come to mind is, well, why don't these women pursue, formal complaints against members of Congress or staffers that sexually harass them? And on Congress, this is one of the things that is so different about Congress, which is horrendous and needs immediate change. Mm. When you're a complainant, and you want to file against somebody for sexual harassment, the first thing you have to do is go to this specially created office in Congress, file there. But as part of your filing, you have to agree to undergo 30 days of counseling. And then there's this whole bureaucratic trail and path that you have to follow. And it takes about
on average, 90 days for your complaint even to make it to the point where somebody takes it seriously enough to look at it. And I don't know what person wants to go through 30 days of counseling just to file a complaint. I suspect that has a lot to do with the lack of disclosure on the parts of the alleged victims.
Folks, if you want to read about this, we have Cheryl's articles and opinion pieces at Washington Times linked up directly in the show notes, as well as to Jonathan Emord. Again, the systemic culture of corruption in Washington, D.C. Jonathan, didn't our founders warn us about this?
Oh, yes. They were well aware. They understood from the administration of Charles I, the Hanoverian kings in England all suffered from instances of gross corruption, that as well as members of parliament. And the perception among the radical Whig opposition movement to the Hanoverian kings was that government power corrupts, and that those in power had to be checked by a ever vigilant public, and that rights theory, which was emerging then and became adopted by John Locke in his two treatises, which became a foundation, one of several foundation stones of the American Republic. The whole idea is that you have to have sovereignty in the people, and you have to be able to check the abuses of government, because invariably government will abuse power because it is a concentration of power. And so it is even in the Declaration of Independence that we have this recitation of a long series of abuses by the king of England, George III, that justified our revolution. And the Declaration itself explains a right of revolution that is perpetual, in the sense that it says that whenever governments violate those rights to life, liberty, and property that are the pursuit of happiness, that are God-given rights, we possess the inherent right to alter such governments to ensure that they come back into a state of protection of those rights. And fundamentally, whether it's physical abuse, whether it is sexual abuse, whatever, we're talking about individuals using their power to injure others, to take advantage of them for their own personal benefit of one kind or another. And so that's a deprivation of civil liberties, it's a deprivation of rights, and it's taking place in Congress only because Congress itself doesn't have the stamina and fortitude and diligence to eradicate it. And, you know, it's been true of virtually any institution of government where there's a concentration of power. We had rights abuses in the South against the blacks. And rights abuses are common when government power is concentrated.
Well, character counts. Character matters. And if there's any more reason we need, we're watching it happen right now with all this exposure. No pun intended. Hey, Cheryl, what are you working on real quick before we got to go?
Well, on that note of character counts, I'll be looking at Roy Moore a little bit in deeper.
Okay, well, we're going to look out for that. Make sure everybody reads Cheryl Chumley at Washington Times. We'll be back with more Sacred Fire of Liberty after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you watching on YouTube, you got the visual here. I'm holding up The Rise of Tyranny, one of the most important seminal books out there on the real problem in America, how federal agencies abuse power and pose risks to your life and liberty. And this is just as prescient and appropriate for people to read today as when it came out all those years ago, Jonathan. And it's woken a lot of people up over the years, and you continue to write and research as well as tackle the bureaucratic oligarchy through the legal channels. We mentioned, we were just talking on the break about comparisons between the Crown of England at the time of the colonies and what stimulated, if you will, the real thinkers critical thinkers at that time to say, you know what, we need to separate. We need our independence because we want to secure liberty, and we don't want a government that runs roughshod over it. And as I asked you on the break, where are we relative to what the Crown of England was doing to the colonies and our bureaucratic oligarchy in doing to the American people? And if I'm not mistaken, I heard you say it's worse now. It's worse.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have, rather than one tyrannical king dominating our existence, we have over 250 different federal agencies that stymie the progress of a business, that cause unemployment, that cause people to be accused of violating rules and presumed guilty in a bureaucratic system that is not unlike a Spanish Inquisition. It is a system that grossly favors the government and abuses the party accused, and you're essentially guilty throughout. There are precious few exceptions to that. The rules are designed for prosecution to benefit, and the party bringing the charges is oftentimes the judge. So you have the prosecutor and the judge combined, which is, as James Madison said, it is the very definition of tyranny to have legislative any two of the legislative, executive, and judicial powers combined. Yet routinely, that tyranny is the order of the day at the in the administrative agencies, where they'll bring a charge. You know, the heads of the agencies, political appointees, will bring a charge against a party as for violating the rules, and will prosecute that party, and then they themselves are the ultimate judge. It may go before an administrative law judge, but then on appeal, it goes up to the very people who accused you. Now, how do you think justice is possible? How do you think impartial evaluation of the law and facts is possible when the party bringing the charges is also the judge?
Well, and as you said here as well, if the, you know, even with the Trump administration, who comes in there to say, I want to clean the swamp, can't do it, drain the swamp, then you look at, and I've argued this, and it's not a great argument, I don't like arguing this, but that voting isn't sufficient anymore because they've created an oligarchy class that supersedes whoever's in there, which is also to your point. You know, you have written about ways to restore the republic, but you also mentioned tonight that it may be inevitable that there's a collapse that will have to take place, and we'll have to build it up like the phoenix rising from the ashes again, because it's become so top-heavy and bloated, it can't feasibly continue just on economic law alone.
It's sort of the way the Soviet Union collapsed. I mean, you have a government that is so overwhelmingly expansive. They expanded their military as much as they possibly could. They invested massively in trying to keep up with the American military and technologically and by the numbers. And then they had to, you know, recognize the utter failure of communism, that is the socialist economy, that people just have no incentive to produce. So in the absence of an incentive to produce, if you can't keep what you earn, you instead are given a pittance, and you're and you're required to work, but you're what are you working for? If you can't keep the wealth you generate, can't keep the property you create or own property independently, what are you doing? So this resulted in the collapse of the Soviet Union. Ronald Reagan accelerated it by placing maximum pressure on Gorbachev, but the point is that system was an utter failure from the start. Here we have left wing of the Democratic Party in control urging those types of systems to be adopted here and condemning people as fascists and as Luddites who still believe in free enterprise and individual liberty.
Yeah.
They are true to Marxism, and Marxism is true to depravity. Marxism ensures universal depravity and has been proven to be the most ineffectual means by which people can raise their standards of living. If you want to live in a hovel and have inadequate resources and no opportunity to advance, then go for that. If instead you want to have a dynamic economy where everybody gets an opportunity to rise in their ranks based on merit and have the ability to keep what they earn, then you've got to go in the other direction. And Trump's trying very hard.
Yeah, and Jonathan, as far as my reading of the state constitutions as well, in addition to the federal one, that we were guaranteed a Republican form of government, not even a democracy per se, but a Republican form of government, which was quite different, certainly distinct different from communism and socialism.
Well, a Republican form of government is a unique thing. It's called, at the time, a mixed constitution in that you have democratic elements in the House of Representatives. You have indirect democracy in the Senate at the time. You have a president who is directly elected, but then you have a judiciary that functions like an oligarchy. And you have, a president who in the role of commander-in-chief is actually the military commander of the United States forces in battle. So you have a mixed constitution with elements of oligarchy, with elements of democracy, with elements of a judiciary that is, you know, not responsive to the people, as a guardian of the Constitution, and has independent power that can, you know, a system of checks and balances whereby it can overturn legislation based on a determination of its lack of constitutionality. And you have a president who can check the abuses of the Congress by the veto power. So you have this system that's very delicately balanced and has elements of different governments in it, but all of which is designed to be limited in its power and to check and balance itself so that we can maximize the probability that it will not be all-powerful, that it will not be abusive, that it will jealously guard its own sphere and yet have the ability to knock down others in the other sphere if they exceed the scope of their powers. This was all contemplated very carefully and brilliantly by the Founding Fathers, and it has essentially been screwed up ever since, but has been screwed up in a major way since the Great Depression and the massive expansion of government that came with the New Deal.
Yeah, I look at that as a violation of the fundamental tenets within the constitutions of on the federal level as well as within the states, what has transpired. Now, again, back to the oligarchy, you mentioned free enterprise. I see a lot of innovation happening despite the government's heavy hand and interference in the marketplace, especially in something, you know, we share our interest and passion in health freedom. And guess who struck again, because there's some good stuff happening in getting people off of opioid painkillers and the government's not happy about it. Who do they call?
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
All right, here we go again, folks. Scott Gottlieb, who's commissioner of the FDA, he said he's targeting a botanical ingredient known as kratom. And it is from Asia. It is a plant. It's an herb. And Jonathan, I have some friends who actually have a little, like a health food store kind of social place. I can walk to it. And people come there, they socialize, and a lot of people were on opioid drugs, and they're now drinking this kratom tea. I've had some of it. It didn't make me high. It didn't harm me in any way. And, of course, a small business like that has to be very responsive to the people coming in. Imagine if they were poisoning their customers. How long would they last, right? And now Scott Gottlieb is determined to somehow target kratom in mass to say, oh, my gosh, it's dangerous, because there was one report apparently of a son of a man who's very upset. He was a heroin addict, an opioid addict as well, and he was drinking this kratom tea morning, noon, and night for 2 years, and then died. Now, there's argument to say what caused his death, considering his history even prior to that. But based on that, I I suspect there are different motives here than actually worrying about whether kratom is harmful or not. I dispute it based on what I see on the ground level.
Well, in the end, political hype and hysteria needs to be replaced by a conscientious regard for science, and that's virtually impossible at the FDA, where politics rules over science. But I think if you had an independent scientific assessment, it's most likely the case that, kratom, like ephedra, like many other substances that have been politically banned, are really subject to the old Paracelsian principle that dose determines toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And the real question is there a dose at which injury occurs? And surely that's true. But the critical question under the law that has been perverted by the FDA and accepted by the courts in the Tenth Circuit, unfortunately, many years ago in the Federer case, is that dose, while dose determines toxicity in science, as far as the FDA is concerned, they adopt the slippery slope approach. If you can show some dose level at which a dietary ingredient or a supplement causes injury, then the FDA says in its discretion it can declare it adulterated and remove it from the market. Under the Tenth Circuit precedent, which contradicts the statute, they can do that. And so that's the position they take.
Stunning.
Again, a massive abuse of power.
Well, yeah, once again, I'm not into promoting collapse necessarily, but my gosh, if they're going to destroy the freedom of people to safely get off these opioid drugs because they compete with pharmaceutical interests, they deserve to collapse. And then we'll pick up the pieces and rebuild a better government that will be much more limited in concert with the Founding Fathers' warnings. We've got one more segment to go. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can find Jonathan Emord linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You go to Emord, EMORD.com. He does battle a lot of this. You don't know behind the scenes what he's doing, and he is standing up for the sacred fire of liberty, and I'm always glad to have him on board with me. I want to thank Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times joining us earlier as well. Next hour, let me just give you a heads up. We've got an American Heart Association story. The president suffered a heart attack. What is that all about, right? Terry LaPointe's going to join us. We're talking more about medical kidnapping. Will there be a time in the near future where it will take government approval for you to become a parent and or keep your children if you don't raise them according to the pharmaceutical edict, which became the church of pharmaceutical mysticism in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution, where it states roughly, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Jonathan, I think that the medical church is the state religion based on the way government treats it in violation of that First Amendment.
Well, that's right. I mean, what we have is sort of the triumph of scientific elitism over individual liberty in California, where we have this absurd notion that 100% vaccination is possible. But even so, assuming that you could put stormtroopers in everybody's house with a syringe and could force everybody to be vaccinated. Fact is that by the science, the vaccines are not 100% effective, that there will be
far from
necessarily
it,
a percentage of the population that will, even when vaccinated, still be capable of contracting the disease and spreading it. And not to mention that when your universe is actually restricted to kids going to school,
and you have people from the outside entering the schools necessarily, vendors, parents, and others who have not been vaccinated, this whole notion of saying if you don't vaccinate your child, you can't go to school is just the furthest example of tyrannical imposition of rules against individual liberty that you can think of, particularly when there are far less draconian options that are equally effective in preventing disease transmission in the event of an outbreak. For example, if the school really does think that vaccination alone is sufficient to prevent disease transmission, then it could just inform parents, keep records of those who are not vaccinated, who did not do so for conscientious reasons of one kind or another, religious or otherwise.
Yes.
And notify them, hey, look, there's an instance in our area of whatever, the measles, and your child has not been vaccinated for measles, so therefore you'll need to, during this outbreak period, keep your child at home until we have gained control over it, and you can engage in homeschooling. You could put we live in a modern era. Why can't we have use the technology to have the classroom brought to the child if you're going to keep them at home?
Through internet, it would be easy to do that. Now, Jonathan, this is shocking, but yesterday we had some audio from a woman who walked her six-year-old son to the bus stop in California and was met with a police officer and a claimed representative of the school board in her district asking her about the vaccine records of her six-year-old, which clearly the school board already knew what the records were, but it was purely a fear and intimidation tactic. And also they said that they were going to send her six-year-old home in the back of a police squad car. I mean, if this is not a police state activity, I don't know what is.
Well, I think that there's a good argument to be had that they violated her right to privacy, because the records of a patient may not be publicly communicated, and they are clearly identifying this person, this person's medical records publicly by putting them in a squad car, making a big public to-do about the issue. I think that they should be sued for violating her privacy rights, and it may also violate other HIPAA requirements of federal law on keeping confidences of medical histories non-confidential. It's time has come for those who are victimized by these sorts of things to take intelligent action against the state. This is an instance of extreme abuse. In the absence, again, of proof of harm, government should have no power to take draconian steps such as forcing vaccination or keeping kids from school.
Well, talking about intelligent action, it manifests as Jonathan E. Moore. I love you, my friend. Thank you for being here once again.
Feelings mutual, Robert.
All right. The Sacred Fire of Liberty continues next hour. We got some heart-healthy stuff to talk about because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true.
But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.